Instead of awakening, she rolled away from him toward the wall. Here, in her room, the jumble of thoughts and images coming out of her was no clearer, but ranker and more pungent, like sweat pouring off a sick person. Running through everything was the sound of Benny Goodman playing 1 o'clock jump and the taste of blood running down the back of her throat. Have you seen Brodigan? Bobby thought. He is an old mongrel, but we love him. Have you seen? She had pulled her shades before lying down, and the room was very dark. He took another step, then stopped again by the table with the mirror where she sometimes sat to do her makeup. Her purse was there. Bobby thought of Ted hugging him. The hug Bobby had wanted, needed so badly. Ted stroking his back, cupping the curve of his skull. "When I touch, I pass on a kind of window," Ted had told him while they were coming back from Bridgeport in the cab. And now, standing by his mother's makeup table with his fists clenched, Bobby looked tentatively through that window into his mother's mind. He caught a glimpse of her coming home on the train, huddling by herself, looking into 10,000 backyards between Providence and Harwich, so as few people as possible would see her face. He saw her spying the bright green key fob on the shelf by the tooth glass as Carol slipped into her old blouse. Saw her walking Carol home, asking her questions the whole way, one after another, firing them like bullets out of a machine gun. Carol, too shaken and worn out to dissemble, had answered them all. Bobby saw his mother walking, limping, down to Commonwealth Park, heard her thinking, if only some good could be salvaged from this nightmare, if only some good, anything good. He saw her sit on a bench in the shade and then get up after a while, walking toward Spicer's for a headache powder and a knee-high to wash it down with before going back home. And then just before leaving the park, Bobby saw her spy something tacked to a tree. These somethings were tacked up all over town. She might have passed a couple on her way to the park, so lost in thought she never noticed. Once again, Bobby felt like a passenger in his own body. No more than that. He watched his hand reach out, saw two fingers, the ones that would bear the yellow smudges of the heavy smoker in another few years, make a scissoring motion and catch what was protruding from the mouth of her purse. Bobby pulled the paper free, unfolded it, and read the first two lines in the faint light from the bedroom doorway. Have you seen Brodigan? He is an old mongrel, but we love him. His eyes skipped halfway down to the lines that had no doubt riveted his mother and driven every other thought from her head. We will pay a very large reward.